The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Nazareth's one of the top inspirational comedians in America, and he's hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. So Nazareth, summer break's upon us. Are you excited?
I am excited about it. My kids are off school. One of them is off two weeks.
You get so antsy those last 2 weeks. You're like, well, what's done is done. I'm kind of unmotivated. I think my teacher's just as unmotivated as I am.
But you know what? When I look at your Facebook, your kids are always water skiing or fun and stuff. I don't think school really slowed you down or anything. And Harold's family.
Yeah, I asked my son Gavin. I was like, hey, are you excited for school? He's like, yes or no. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I'm excited I don't have to do work, but I'm not excited that mom's going to make me do work.
Actually, you know, my oldest, he's in second year in college at Biola University. He wants to be a film director, and he finished last 2 weeks ago. So I'm taking him with me this weekend to Europe because I'm doing the military tour in Germany. So I'm taking him with me to Spain, Germany, and Amsterdam, and then heading home. So by the time we're gone, the years will be done with school.
I know, everybody says that laughter is the best medicine. And when you travel to Europe and you're going to be visiting with a lot of our troops and giving some of that laughter, how do you think that makes a difference in their mental and their emotional health?
You know, anytime you see a soldier, anything, all you have to do is just say, hey, thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. And to be there and to say, hey, listen, I'm here for you. I want to, you know, I'm here to make you laugh. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to let you know this is my story and what a great nation you are defending. This is one time, I'll share this with you. One time I was at Ramstein Air Force Base, and they have a hotel on the base. So I was, it was right after the troops came back from Iraq. And there were two ladies, soldiers, I mean, tough-looking soldiers, and in their uniform, getting in the elevator. And I got in the elevator with them, and I said, hey, listen, as a Middle Eastern man, I just want to thank you for your service. For, you know, some people don't appreciate what you're doing, but someone who grew up in the Middle East, you know what, I'm really thankful. They teared up. They're like, thank you. You know, we feel sometimes, you know, our own people don't appreciate what we're doing. I'm like, no, we do. So it means a lot. Plus, sometimes I get the opportunity to share Jesus, and I'm also going to do a weekend service for one of the churches there in Germany on the base. So it's really encouraging to encourage the chaplains and the people there.
You know, Nazareth, when you talk to our troops, what do you think helps them keep hope front and center?
Personally, as a believer, I think if we share Jesus with them and focus on the Lord, that would do that. Another thing to know that there's people praying for them. I always remind them, it's like, there's people praying for you. You're on a mission here, and, you know, we want you to know we appreciate you, we love you, and we're praying for you. And to know this is temporary, praying that you come back and make up for the time you were gone with your family.
We're talking to comedian Nazareth on SOS Radio. Nazareth, you were born in Israel, and you're actually on the board of directors for a Christian missionary organization that's actually on the ground over in the Gaza Strip. But what kind of mission work have you seen God breaking through over in the Middle East?
You know, I'm on the Christian mission to Gaza, and what happened is we try to support the Christians in the Gaza. There's not many left. But what we do also is we have people on the ground that take them around to different refugee camps in the Gaza, and then they hand them a box of food and a Bible, and they say, hey, can I pray for you? That many people are open to that, unbelievably. So I know it's very risky for the people doing it because of the Hamas issue. But other than that, people are hungry. God's truth is God's truth. God is able to melt even Saul's heart to make him a Paul. So there's so many Sauls in Gaza and in the Middle East that can be changed to a Paul.
We're talking to comedian Nazareth on SWS Radio, and you grew up in the Middle East. Specifically, you were born in Israel, and obviously a lot of talk over the last couple weeks here about the U.S. Embassy moving into Jerusalem. What do you think most Americans don't understand about Israel?
Well, first, let me talk about the embassy. Last week, I was doing this show with Governor Mike Huckabee, and we were putting makeup together at the same time, you know, with the artist, you know, the TV studio makeup artist. And then his said, oh, I'm done. I go, no, you're not done. He needs a lot more work. And he cracks, oh, you know, laughing. And he goes, Nazareth, what do you think of the whole embassy? And I said, listen, my embassy is in the New Jerusalem. And this is what some Christians here don't understand. It's like the Jews and the Palestinians, the Israelis and the Palestinians, they need Jesus. Until the Prince of Peace comes, there will not be peace in the Holy Land. I'm sorry, that's what my Bible says, and I know a lot of people say, oh, that's pessimistic. It's not. So the best thing we can do as believers is to share Jesus with both Palestinians and with Israelis. I had the honor and the privilege to lead two Israelis to the Lord and several Palestinians. So when I go to Israel and I see how the Messianic Jews and the born-again Palestinians, they break bread together, they have communion together in the Garden Tomb every April. To me, that is peace. Because Paul said grace and peace. He never said peace and grace, because peace comes after the grace is shown by God or people understand the grace of God. So that's my take on the whole situation.
Yeah, what do you think most Americans just don't understand about Israel, other than like there's so many layers to the conflict over there, and we just hear what we see on the news? What do you think it is that we should better understand as Americans to see the bigger picture?
Almost 90% of Palestinians don't agree with Hamas. They're not terrorists. They're not Islamists. Yeah, most of them are Muslim, of course, but they, you know, want to live. They want to raise their kids. They want to do that. And there's a lot of Israelis who just want to live, and they go, we're not big on the political scene. We just, why can't we all get along? I mean, I don't know how that's going to happen in our generation, but if Christ tarries, you know, I would love to see the young people just work together and say, hey, we all live here and let's get along. Why can't we all get along? I take that from. Yeah, that's my take. I'm not a politician, and my biggest weapon is prayer, and that's what I pray for.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
Comedian Nazareth's hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. Nazareth, you grew up in Israel and then in Kuwait. And how was it that your family came to know the Lord in an area that's so persecuted?
Well, I would love to say my whole family are really, but they're not. And I'm not Jewish. I'm not Muslim. I grew up in a Greek Orthodox Christian background, which means we never went to church. One time my mom took me to church, and the priest has a long black beard, and you have to kiss his hand on the cross. Till this day, I can't watch Duck Dynasty without going, Father Sai, forgive me my sins, Father Sai. You know, just growing up, I came to the United States to go to college at the University of Toledo, and then got into the drugs and alcohol, became a comedian, became popular, worked with Chris Rock and Adam Sandler, Kevin James, and all these guys. And NBC was writing a sitcom for me called Fish Out of Water, Middle Eastern Man in America. But then I was empty inside, Scott. So one day a Japanese comedian invites me to church. I walk into a church and I found exactly what I was looking for. It was Christ. You know, I remember that day I came into church going, God hates me. He's mad at me. I am, you know, he knows my ugly thoughts. He knows I'm doing cocaine. He knows I'm drinking. He knows I'm doing everything wrong. And boom, all what I found is like, Jesus loves me. He has a plan for my life. He can fill the void that I was having. One day I was going to hell. 24 hours later, my life has changed. And that's why I wrote my book, Hope in 24 Hours. Because I have so many stories in my life where God changed my situation now. I became a believer. I asked God. I said, listen, you know more girls than I do. I'm single. I promise you, I'm not going to talk to a woman. I'm not going to date. I'm not going to lie to a woman. I'm not going to watch pornography. I'm just going to wait and serve you, and then you find me a wife. But I want a beautiful wife with a rich father that memorized the whole Bible. Let your will be done. That was my prayer. And I waited. First year came, like, no dates, no nothing. You don't have to have a rich dad, beautiful, and the New Testament is fine with me. Another year, I'm losing hair. Okay, Lord, she doesn't have to be beautiful, just okay, and the book of John is fine with me. Another year, I'm like, I'm gaining weight. I said, Lord, John 3:16, bring her over, I'll witness to her. And then My dad was dying at Hogue Hospital in Newport Beach, California. He said, son, when I die, would you do me a favor? I said, sure. He said, would you go to Israel for me? I said, yeah. He said, would you go to the Gaza Strip for me? I said, no, I'm not going to go to Gaza. But I did. And the first day I got there, Scott, my atheist cousin from Baltimore, was waiting for me with his fiancée and her sister. And he looks at me and he goes, you look happy. What's wrong with you? You're coming to Gaza. I said, Jesus changed my life, man. He gave me a reason to live. He took my heart of stone, gave me a heart of flesh. He cares. He loves me. And, you know, I used to be like an old car that he's breaking down. Now that I'm the same old car, but I'm married to a mechanic and I have AAA. And he got mad. He said, girls, don't listen to him. He's a born-again Christian. And her sister said, me too. And I kid you not, I look at her and said, would you like to marry me? She's a gorgeous woman, a gorgeous woman. She goes, I've been praying for a believer to come to this side of the world. Let me pray and fast for 3 days. I'll get back to you. 3 days later, she came back. She goes, I'm starving. Let's do it.
Wow. For real?
One day I was single. 24 hours later, I'm planning a wedding. Open 24 hours.
We live in a crazy world. We're talking to comedian Nazareth today at SWS Radio. And Nazareth, what have you learned about keeping hope alive in a world that just wants to tell us that everything's broken?
That's a very, very good question. Nobody ever asked me that, but let me answer because I do have the answer. God's thoughts are different than our thoughts. And there's so many ways. A few weeks ago, I was in Washington, Seattle, Washington, ready to speak. I think I did the first concert and then the next day, and I'm praying, and God stopped me with these two words, but God. Every believer, you remember these words, but God. No, they put Jesus on the cross. He gave up his life. They took him. They put him in the tomb, but God raised him from the dead. We were dead in our sins, but God in his own Christ has raised us from the dead. You know, but God, and every listener right now listening to you need to know, okay, my problem, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know. I think that's what's going to happen. And the world says this is what's going to happen. And this is the reasonable, logical thing that's going to happen with my son. It's going to get worse and worse, but God. Oh, they said, the doctor said the chemo might not work but with it, but God. You know, my wife, our relationship is not doing great, or my kids are no longer reaching out to me. I think I'm a failure. I haven't been a good parent, but God. And that's what the whole Hope in 24 Hours book is about. Hope. God can. This is not a name it and claim it book. It's God can, if it's his will, change your situation in 24 hours or less. When the economy hit, you remember, Scott, I know you guys in Las Vegas got hit too with it. Nobody was hiring comedians. Nobody. And we didn't make any money. And I was paying Bank of America 90% of the mortgage, 80%. They wouldn't take it. They kept charging fees. I got to a point where I had like almost $70,000 in debt. I would get up at 3-4 in the morning, try to make all these scenarios of how bad it's going to get. And then one day a friend calls me and they go, how you doing? I go, I'm doing great. They go, no, you're not. God told me otherwise. You don't have to tell me, but there's a FedEx coming tomorrow. God told me to write you a check, and it's not from me, so don't call me back and thank me. It's from God. I'm like, okay. So I was thinking $500,000. It was $100,000. The same day, caught up with Bank of America. I paid my Honda Pilot, and one day I was in debt, deeply in debt. The next day, I was out of debt, and I'm still living in this house and up to date with the mortgage because of God's saying, you know, I was going, this is going to happen. The bank is going to take the house and all this. But God has a different plan.
Talking to comedian Nazareth today on SOS Radio. Just released his second book. It's called Hope in 24 Hours. Thanks for checking in today.
No problem. If anybody wants to, they can go to my website, you know, NazarethUSA.com and get it. Or they can go to Amazon and get it. Hope in 24 Hours. And Pastor Judd Wilhite from Central Vegas, he endorsed it as well.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.